You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How'd you sleep last night?
So. I don't sleep that great anymore.
You're in the phase of your life where, according to the experts, you get the least amount of sleep.
Yeah.
They did a study. They found when you're 40 years old, that's when you get the least amount of sleep. And you're a little past that, but not by much.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in that trough of your life. They say it's a combination of stress from work and children.
Absolutely. And then with my kid who's been sleepwalking, like I don't get into a deep sleep now, I've noticed. I'm kind of like, you know, just trying to keep an ear out. I'm on edge.
They say, hold on. Once you get to 60, you start sleeping better again.
Oh, good.
At what age have you felt your sexiest? Would that be today? Now, you're not getting a lot of sleep. You probably don't feel your sexiest.
I feel okay right now.
They went and surveyed a bunch of seniors so that they could look back over the whole life. And they said, at what age did you feel your sexiest? And you might be thinking, oh, 25, oh, 19, oh, 30 maybe. No, people who are older look back and they say, when I put it all together, I felt my sexiest at age 53.
53.
And they think it has to do with the fact that by the time you get to 50, you just don't care anymore what other people think of you and you're able to be yourself. And they say they think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay,
that you're more comfortable.
See that. Yeah.
Not a lot of pressure anymore.
You just kind of give up. That's kind of what it's saying.
I think I'll save this story. We might make a bigger topic. Did you see the story about how looking at yourself on Zoom puts you in a bad mood?
I did see it, yeah. Kind of goes hand in hand with if you're feeling sexy.
Yeah, it comes hand in hand with that. But, you know, maybe this is a bigger topic. But just in general, what they're saying is they've done a survey. And they tracked people's eye movements and their mood.
Okay.
And on Zoom calls, when people with their eye movement would go to themselves on the screen, it started putting people in a bad mood.
Like, so, I hate my face.
Yeah, it's just you start picking out things about yourself. Oh, I look like I had a double chin.
my nostrils are too big.
Oh, I need Botox. So stop looking. You know, the best thing to do is maybe shut off your camera on a Zoom call.
There you go.
What else is trending?
Well, if you want to start planning ahead, just a heads up, according to TJ Maxx, Halloween is just around the corner. Right now, you can go to the TJ Maxx website and load up on all the Halloween decor and decorations that you want because they've started it. It's already for sale, the Halloween decorations. My God.
You know, it's funny. Just 2 days ago, one of my Facebook memories came up, and I didn't share it. I just laughed at it and went on with my life. But it was from 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a picture from a store with all of their Halloween decorations out. And so that was just a couple days ago. So, yeah, June, people are putting them out.
Starting to trickle out a little bit. So, my God, isn't that crazy? Gosh, we rush the holidays, don't we? They're no fun anymore. They're just no fun. New TikTok challenge out this morning. Actually, pretty darn fun and funny instead of dangerous, like that whole jumping in front of semi trucks one that was going around. This one's called the Tortilla Challenge. You need at least 2 people and 2 tortillas. Check and check. And you basically slap each other with them until, here's the twist, each of you has to take a big swig of water and hold it in your mouth. So the first one to essentially laugh and spit out the water, that's how you lose the challenge, okay? most people are not lasting long. I watched a few of these videos, 1 or 2 slaps before somebody laughs. It says you can do it in a big group. Anything else I want to tell you about that? Not really. It sounds like a fun little party trick, I guess. If you
have
some
people over.
The next time you have
people over at your house, you should do this.
Try it for Father's Day or something this year if you have a big family get-together.
Just get a mop out.
Roll out the tortillas, all right? Tech nerds, you're going to love this. Internet Explorer is finally headed out to pasture. As of today, Microsoft will no longer support the once dominant browser. The story says that web surfers love to hate. Released back in 95, Dom, and back then until now, this thing has been riddled with problems. Easy for people to hack. A lot of websites wouldn't load on it. It would crash all the time. We used to call it Microsoft Exploder because it would never work. And now Microsoft is pushing everybody to their new Edge browser, which is faster, more secure, a more modern browsing experience. But as of today, no more Internet Explorer.
No IE.
No IE. Stranger Things is trending again this morning. They say the first part of Stranger Things Season 4 is the most watched English language series ever. 781 million hours viewed. It's been out for about 17 days. Just beat Bridgerton. And I know, Dom, you don't like this because it's coming out from Netflix.
I'm not saying anything.
It's Netflix stats.
I'm just sitting here listening.
It's Netflix stats, and they can, you know, twist and manipulate all they want. But I bet you it's fairly legit just for the amount of posts I'm seeing on social, the amount of people that are talking about Stranger Things. I love the latest season, so I'm right there with everybody. And then speaking of Netflix shows, they get, I guess they're creating a real-life Squid Game competition show that they're hyping as the biggest reality competition ever. It's called Squid Game The Challenge. It'll have 456 players competing, which I believe was the number in the actual series. Anyway, they are all competing for a chance to win $4.56 million. Netflix is claiming it's going to be the biggest payout, lump sum payout in TV history for a game show.
You got to sign up?
No! I'm wondering how they're going to pull this off, because I watched Squid Game, and you lose the competition and they shoot you. So I don't know how they're... Did you watch it at all?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, if you lose whatever game you're playing, they kill you. So I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
Wow.
It's really intense. It's really violent. It's not for kids at all. Coors Light is trending this morning. I guess a bunch of Coors Light got pulled from shelves in the Midwest after people were getting cans of slime instead. A few people were making some TikTok videos displaying the slime. I happened to pull just about 8 seconds of these hillbillies talking about it. Here you go.
Oh! Awesome.
Yeah, this is the second time we've had this.
Second one we've had.
What's going on, Coors?
That's nasty.
Yeah, nasty right there, boy. And yeah, they're cracking them open, and they're pouring them out, and they look like slime from Ghostbusters. It's really gross. They say it's just a quality issue.
Yeah, I've heard that it's only from their Ohio plant.
Right.
And so it's just for locations around there, like in the Midwest, but it's not. So you won't find that in Colorado.
Right, unless you got a buddy coming in from Ohio, bringing a six-pack, bringing a cooler full of Coors Light, and you too can be saying,
"That's nasty."
That's right. That ain't right at all. All right, buddy, let's do our clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. An elementary school in Oregon set a new official record for cereal box dominoes. They used 6,877 boxes. And then at the end of it, they donated them all to a food bank, which is really cool. But yeah, they went for it. They set them all up in like a gym and then knocked them over. And they all knocked over, it's kind of mesmerizing, kind of fun to watch.
It's super cool. I read that they didn't get it officially sanctioned by the Guinness people. They broke the record, but it wasn't officially sanctioned or something.
What?
That's what I read this morning, so that they won't actually go into the Guinness book.
Well, that's stupid. If they've got video of this and witnesses, come on, Guinness.
Yeah.
Do they really need to send some goober out to watch all these fall? No, they do not. Anyway, check out the dominoes. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.